The Kalamazoo Film Society will show Robot and Frank at the Little Theater through Sunday. WMUK's James Sanford has this review of the film starring Frank Langella.
In an age when most screen stars bow out gracefully, the 74-year-old Langella has reemerged with a vengeance. He earned an Oscar nomination for Best Actor as Richard Nixon in director Ron Howard's Frost Nixon, and snagged strong roles in Starting Out in the Evening, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, and the Cameron Diaz thriller The Box. All those years of working in theater have given him the ability to project maximum emotion with seemingly minimal effort, a talent that serves him wonderfully well in Robot and Frank, an endearingly low-key story about a peculiar partnership. Set in the near future, Robot and Frank introduces us to Frank Weld, a former cat burglar who's out of step with the ever-changing world in which he lives. Frank's memory plays cruel tricks on him on a daily basis. He heads off to lunch at his favorite restaurant, only to find it's been closed for ages. He thinks his son Hunter, played by James Marsden, is still at Princeton, but Hunter actually graduated 15 years ago. The only place Frank seems to feel comfortable is the local library, where he can talk about days gone by and flirt with the local librarian Jennifer, played by Susan Sarandon.
Hey, Frank.
Hey there.
What'll it be? The usual?
I'd be more interested in getting your phone number.
Although Frank's situation is a sad one, Langella doesn't build his characterization around the man's weak points. He manages to suggest Frank's frailty without underlining it or making it the focal point of the film. It's a beautifully modulated performance, and Sarandon supports it marvelously with her own understated intensity. Worried about his dad's mental stability, Hunter buys Frank a robotic assistant to help around the house and keep Frank on a strict schedule.
That cereal is for children. Enjoy this grapefruit.
You're for children, stupid.
Frank initially resents this high-tech Mary Poppins until he realizes the robot could be a major asset in a final heist.
Do you have any programming that makes you obey the law?
Do you want me to incorporate state and federal law directly into my programming?
No. You leave it as it is.
He's determined to get revenge on Jennifer's supercilious boss, a sneering yuppie played by Jeremy Strong.
Frank, you're so square, you're practically avant-garde.
And Frank is convinced that with the assistance of the robot's code-cracking electronic brain, breaking and entering should be easier than ever.
That was your best time yet.
I'm getting the hang of it.
We're gonna clean up.
There are elements of science fiction, sentimental drama, and caper comedy in Christopher D. Ford's screenplay, but Robot and Frank never leans too heavily on any of them. Instead, the story is driven by its well-drawn characters. Although the robot has a blank black screen for a face, it speaks in Peter Sarsgaard's warm but wary voice, which gives it an amusingly offbeat sort of personality.
You're starting to grow on me.
Thank you, Frank. It's time for your enema.
While many screenwriters would have concentrated on Frank's planning of the robbery, Ford pays more attention to the circumstances that make Frank feel like he has to pull off one last job, such as his need to impress Jennifer and his uneasy relationships with his children. Liv Tyler plays Madison, Frank's well-meaning but intrusive daughter, who's confident she can do a better job of managing Frank than the robot can.
Would you like me to bring in your bags, Madison?
No. No, thank you.
Tyler has never been a particularly vivid actress, but in her scenes with Langella, she convincingly brings out Madison's simmering frustrations, both with her father and herself. Marsden is also very good at showing Hunter's increasing exasperation as he tries to help out a dad who was never there to help him out years ago.
You're not sending me to that brain center.
It's not a brain center, Dad. It's a place where they can help you. But that's not it.
I'm fine.
Director Jake Schreier allows the actors enough space to make these connections convincing. Nothing in Robot and Frank feels forced or, pardon the pun, mechanical. Instead of straining for big effects, Schreier and his cast let the comedy and the tenderness in the script emerge naturally, and the result is one of the year's happiest surprises. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.